Coast Radio on a Wednesday morning, being joined right now by City Manager Aaron Reynolds and Mayor Joe Henry. We're going to give a nice city COVID-19 update. And Joe Henry, do you want to start off and tell us what we're looking at this morning, what you want to talk about?
You bet, George. Thanks for having us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit more today about our community, obviously, and I think it's going to be a more positive discussion today as we move into starting to talk about the framework for our economic recovery that's going to come down from the state to the county to our local community. So we're working now, shifting some of our priorities to getting ready for that recovery. And I think Aaron will talk quite a bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the community in terms of community development, construction, some campaigns like our Dog on the Job photo contest. Some of the things, again, that we can do, getting out into our open spaces. So just pretty much a positive, hopefully a positive take on what's going on.
All right, Aaron, well, why don't you start us off here and tell us a little bit about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'll just follow with that. So our overall efforts have been fairly reactive and responsive over the last month and a half. And I am excited to say with the lead of the federal government and our state government, we are now able to turn our eye to what recovery looks like. And that recovery will come in phases, as we're being told. The federal government and the state have a framework for recovery that they're rolling out, and the state's is in a draft form right now. And the neat part about that is they are reaching out and asking for how that should look for specific industries. And for Florence, the tourism aspect, our retail, our restaurants, and our personal care services like salons and massage therapists, et cetera. Those are things that we're looking very carefully at. So over the last week, we have been making phone calls in partnership with the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce to our businesses and asking for input on what that reopening framework looks like. There's also a survey available right now that we are madly collecting data on and trying to get back to the governor's office by tomorrow, Thursday. So please, I encourage people to take a look at our website and ci.florence.or.us. Click on the COVID link, and then from there, go to our business resources and take a look at what we've got going on for business support, specifically during this recovery. We will be following the state's lead. Our county at a local level has great influence on that. And so we are, as a city, and along with all of our economic development partners, including the chamber, in active conversations to provide feedback from our business community on how best phase one, phase two, phase three looks like.
Have you had any feedback regarding the fact that being a tourism town, we will tend to have a more greater influx of people at one time than, say, you know, a city center in a bigger metropolitan area?
Absolutely. For the entire coast and obviously other parts of the state that are big tourist draws, we're all having those conversations. In fact, in general, the whole state is really a big travel draw. That's something we've really built our economy on. And so there is a lot of conversations about those large gatherings. So I don't want to overpromise either. This will be a very phased and controlled reopening. And the general philosophies are going to stay the same in the first phase one and two, that vulnerable individuals will need to continue to shelter in place. When you are in public, there's going to have to still be extra precautions taken. And, it will go back to being more open, but there will definitely have a different look to things. There'll be a strong emphasis on that individual hygiene, and employers as a business, there's just going to be extra things in place for testing and tracing and keeping a very, very clean workplace. So this will keep us busy for a while. I'll promise you that.
Have you gotten much feedback from residents and people about how they're doing, emotionally during this period?
As a city, we don't have a public health department, and we are not planning to have one. That's not within our jurisdiction. But Lane County, the public health department there, has been reporting out in their press conferences that there are notable ways in which they are able to measure morale and mental health. And there are some metrics that have had an uptick during this time. But I'm not an expert on that, but I can share personally. I sure know this is hard. And I know it's hard for our employees. It's hard for everyone, no matter where you're at in life and what stage of life you're in. Whether you're working or not working, this is certainly a difficult time.
Mayor, do you echo those sentiments there?
Well, from a personal standpoint, I'm getting really tired of yard work and being confined. I love being confined with my wife, but she's a better card player than I am, and she's winning all of my pocket money. So other than that, it would be great to be able to get out. There are some things we can do in our community, and I think some people aren't aware of that. So many of our parks are open. There's open spaces where you can take your family. If you can get to the beach is open. And there's just a lot of things you can do in the community to get out there, even though it's raining today. But we've had some beautiful weather. The rhododendrons are blooming. So mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty upbeat and positive about what's going on.
Aaron, now, what about some of the other things? I know we mentioned the Dog at Work contest. You got to tell me how you're naming that again. I keep forgetting.
It's Dog on the Job Photo Contest, and it's to celebrate Building Safety Month, which is actually in the month of May. But we, in advance throughout April, are asking for photo submissions of contractors with dogs on the job. There are four themes, which I'm not going to go through right now, but I encourage people to look. My favorite theme this year is raising up the next generation. So I'm hoping we get some cute puppy photos submitted. Those can be collected through next week, and then we'll announce pick winners and announce those winners as the May Building Safety Month rolls out. And then, speaking of construction, Revision Florence, you may have noticed the contractors are still out. They are working through the punch list final items. We do have some pretty stringent specifications through ODOT for ADA and also some drainage slopes on the sidewalks and some of the driveway ramps. So if those did not meet specifications, they are currently being torn out and repoured. I can let you rest assured that the city or ODOT are not having to pay for that twice. That's the product we paid for and that we expect. And so that's getting redone. And the monument bases were also installed and put out at Maple Street Gateway. So you'll now see two additional blocks of what look like concrete there where the monuments will set. And those are being constructed offsite. And for the most part, about 80% of it will be constructed offsite. And then they'll come back in June and actually place the monuments and complete the build for the Maple Street Gateway. You also might have noticed on our reader board signs that says the bridge is going to be closed tonight. That is actually not our bridge.
Reedsport.
It is the one a few miles south of us down there at Reedsport over the Umpqua River. But there's just not very many places that they can advertise, on the ground other than on the internet, that closure is occurring. So those signs have changed from stay home, save lives. It's a little confusing, but it is for the milepost, I think 140 or something like that, down there at the Umpqua Bridge.
All right, we got about a minute left in closing. Mayor, you want to add anything to that?
Well, I do want to add a little bit about the construction that's going on in our community. I think it's showing that we still are a city in motion and that there's many things going on. I got the pleasure of going out and driving around and taking pictures of 32 sites in the community where there's construction going on, all the way from single family to multifamily to the Dev Northwest project with the 12 affordable houses. And I'm sure I missed some, so there's probably some more in our community. And I'm just very proud of our contractor community for being out there on the job and keeping that going.
All right. Well, thank you both this morning for keeping us updated on what's going on. And we look forward to more good information and more positive things coming out maybe in the next week or two.
Great. Thank you, George.
All right. Thank you, Aaron Reynolds, City Manager, and Mayor Joe Henry. That's our Wednesday Florence Focus COVID-19 update. We'll call it that today.